Told them that, and this poor guy came a long, long way. Send him back with the ship. Let him see the river. They gone. Took the trip. Doesn't matter. What do you think about it? If you were in his place, what would you do? The guy wanted to break the jog. Say, what is this? With this kind of knowledge, really, I'm going to think about hat? What a silly stuff. He broke the jog, but guess what? By breaking the jog, it becomes better. By being broken, and the magic, when this jug breaks, the little water in it doesn't spill. It will remain contact. I mean, if you break this cocoon of your knowledge, it doesn't mean that your knowledge will vanish. You will know more, not less. And this is something that I could explain only like this, that every piece of the jar is in dance and ecstasy. To the partial reason, this seems absurd. This is something that Rumi should repeat and will repeat again and again. Later he will say, this intelligence of you pretends that it knows what love is, but really, it denies the love, because it will never understand what love is. The problem is, we are talking about the ecstasy. And talking about ecstasy is easy. You could explain ecstasy. You could draw a picture of ecstasy. You could even attract a lot of people, let's go and have ecstasy. But guess what? The moment of ecstasy will ruin all these pretensions, explanation, and all that. We'll defy all of this, because ecstasy is not a very wise moment. Although you are wiser in that moment, but you look like crazy people, because this is what it is. Then, difficult part. Difficult part that I wish we had a couple of months, every single night, I will read one verse of this. So what? Different points he made. First of all, after that, explaining the ecstasy that is not understandable, but you think that you understand it, and the explanation will not do it. He said, oh, there is a halat. What is halat? You translate halat to English. Shall I drink from this?
Sure.
Explain what is halat.
It comes from halat.
Halat means the position. Halat normally means the way it looks or the way it is. But that te is added later, which is another te of Arabic. It's hal. In this moment of ecstasy, which is that hal, which is not the present, which is the state of feeling, where you cannot identify the jog from the water or whatever else. Everything it will be confusing. But let me tell you this. If you knock the door of Irfan or Ma'rifat or deep knowledge, they will open it for you. And the next one, I don't know how to translate. So complicated. Say, let your thinking fly. Let your thought fly a little bit, then they will make a falcon of you. I mean, if you learn flying, they will make a hunter bird out of you, to hunt the meaning, because you always connects the falcon with enlightened thoughts. Because if you're enlightened, you have a falcon to go and hunt and find the meaning for you and bring it back to you. There's a hunting tool. You see, this is it. Find that one in you. There is a parrot in here, and there are lots of birds in here. They are the birds who are working at night. There are little birds. You see the conference of birds, those old birds. And there is one little one, the hoo-hoo, which will lead everyone. But there is one hunting one, the worthy one, the one who sits on the arm of the king. That's the falcon, right? So start to think, they will make a falcon out of you. And your thinking is earthly, is mixed with the mud. Therefore, you are eating the mud. You're sick. You know this sickness of tasting the mud and eating the mud? This was a sickness that, I don't know how they translate it now, but it was there. I remember all the pregnant women especially. They love the smell of the wet mud, and they eat it.
It's called pica.
Pica.
Pica is the word that's used. Yeah. So it comes from my
head. That's why you became pica, because your thoughts are mixed with this earthly stuff. The bread is the mud. Meat is the mud. And if you have a lot of it, you will be stuck in the mud. Look at you. When you're hungry, you're like a dog. And when you're fed enough, you will become like a cadaver. So you switch between a dog and a cadaver. This is what it is. Wake up. Understand that the tool of your hunting is that dog. Don't feed your dog too much. Look at this Arab. Why did he come over there? What is the secret of the success of this Arab guy? Because he didn't have anything. If he was a rich fellow sitting down there, the story would stop right at the beginning, right? Maybe the lady will object that why this year we didn't go to Vegas. Maybe why we are not in Acapulco. But there was no problem. The need, the misery was the first ignition, right, in India. Let's talk about the love. Love is a situation that will transform the fellow to something else. When a lover is talking, you could smell the love. Looking at the lover, you will understand what love is. And let me talk about this idol. There is this idol, golden idol, right? That a lot of people will adore. If you give it to an enlightened fellow, what will he do with this idol? See, tell me.
Break it.
Do you see any difference between this fellow and Taliban who broke that beautiful status of Buddha? No, he's the same. Rumi said, no. If you give one of these idols to a believer, we'll melt it down and we'll use the gold. Just the form is bad, not the essence, not the material. It's not breaking it, it's transforming it. Because the problem is form, not the essence. If a true believer finds a golden idol, how should he live it? For the sake of every idolater. Nay, he will take it and cast it into the fire. He will break its borrowed form. Means what I want to do with you is not to ruin you. You have taken a wrong form, which is an earthly form of you. The value of you is there. The material is good. The form is not good. That's why we are talking about transformation. Not breaking the form. Transformation. And if you're in love with the appearance of the stuff, with the picture, with the physical appearance and all that, you're not understanding what I'm talking about. Leave this form aside, think about the essence. Here, he will replace the meaning of essence with the word meaning. You see? I'm talking the stories. If you're looking at the form of the stories, you look at an idol. Look at the meaning that these stories should convey to you. Are you listening? Look at the meaning in the form. What is the form? Let's go back. No, even in here it should be there. What is that?
Look at purpose and intention.
Verse 7-7. We have related in the story the kindness of the Caliph. The translation is not here. You say, oh, I told you the story of this Caliph. I told you the story of that, right? He was talking about the story, and in here we say, this is stories I'm telling you. If you're looking at the story, you're looking at an idol. Look at the meaning that the story conveys. If you are a real seeker, find another seeker. No matter what that seeker's idea is, because yours is not perfect. Why are you looking for a perfect guy to work with you? You have some seeker ideas. We talked about it. You have some raw intention which could be really nonsense, and you don't know really where to go, but you seek the truth, and you cannot walk alone. You need a fellow traveler. The fellow traveler should look like you, means a little bit silly, a little bit naive, a little bit innocent, and all that. So it doesn't matter if the guy is a Hindu, Turk, or Arab. It should be like you, starting with your innocence, with your ignorance, with your misinterpretation, all that silly stuff at the beginning. Find someone like that. And do not look at his or her appearance, or look, or how he dresses, or the social class, or blah, 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 all of that. Just look at the intention of that guy and the pace he's walking in the path, which is azm and ahang. This is the verse 2894. Do not look at his fear or color. Look at his purpose and intention. If he is black, and he is in harmony with you, call him white, or the same color you are. Means this path we are talking about is not a personal, individual path. Because if you bring in individuality, you are not listening to what we are talking about. We talk about the problem of individual fellow with an intelligence and a heart, and giving your heart to your intelligence at the beginning, and blah, 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 blah. We arrive to the story of man and a woman and say, listen, you should come out of yourself. You should let go of your ego and walk the path. Right? Therefore, you don't walk it alone. You need fellow travelers. And your fellow travelers should be in harmony with you in the pace of walking only. Do not look at them that how they look